Podcasts, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sarah, Eden, Vivek and HG with your 10am Zlines. In local news, the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park's latest summer snapshot report shows that the reef is not being sufficiently protected from evolving environmental threats. The snapshot reveals sea surface temperatures rose above average across the marine park between December and March, leading to coral bleaching across the northern region and localized bleaching across parts of the far northern, central and southern regions. The snapshot also suggests that two cyclones are the likely cause for widespread coral damage in the far northern region and extending to Cairns. On the government's lack of protection measures for the reef, AMCS Great Barrier Reef Water Quality Manager Dr. Max Hirchfield said, "The Australian and Queensland governments need to do more to address climate change and must stop approving new fossil fuel developments. The Crisafulli government committed to cutting climate pollution by 75% by 2035, but has not produced any plan on how to reach those targets. While the state's renewable energy target has been dropped and projects that would help cut greenhouse gases pollution are increasingly being blocked and shelved."
In more local news, air taxis will be soon set to fly in southeast Queensland following efforts from the Gold Coast. Mayor Tom Tate recently met with Skyport Infrastructure in Dubai to discuss the opportunity, which resulted in a signed agreement with plans to build 3 or 4 vertiports, taxi landing, drop-off and pick-up zones, fitted with charging facilities for the fully electric vehicles across the city on council land. A trip from Gold Coast Airport to Broadbeach could be reduced to 5 to 7 minutes by air, which by car can average takes about 45 minutes. Fares for the service will start at a premium, but the Asia Pacific head of operations said, "As we scale and increase volume and aircraft in the city, we hope to bring it down to somewhere between an Uber Black or luxury car service. Those skyports would operate the vertiports. They would not control the taxis themselves, meaning they would not control the pricing. It's no longer science fiction, it is reality, and I want the Gold Coast to be at the forefront of this transport revolution," Tate said. He has been vocal of his hope that this effort ensures a larger legacy for the Brisbane Olympic and Paralympic Games.
And in national news, a group of Australian women and children linked to the Islamic State fighters have told the ABC that they're looking forward to returning home to Australia from Syria. One group of at least 3 women and 5 children were accompanied by an uncle as they made their way from Damascus to Doha before boarding a flight to Melbourne. As some of the women were boarding the connecting flight to Doha, they told the ABC they were excited to get back to Australia. They said most of their children who were born in Syria have never visited Australia and that Australia was like a paradise to them. However, not all in the community believe the group should be welcomed back. A Sydney Yazidi community member who wanted to remain anonymous due to the safety concerns for families in Syria said, quote, "It will be very difficult for individuals to be reintegrated into society. Yazidis are a religious minority who have been persecuted and killed by ISIS in the Iraqi's northwest region."
In other national news, homelessness and domestic violence organisations are pushing the federal government to double Labor's $10 billion housing fund to increase social and affordable housing to match the high demand. The Housing Australia Future Fund was announced in 2023, committing $10 billion with a commitment to deliver 55,000 affordable homes by mid-2029. However, Head of Homelessness Australia, Kate Colvin, says the government needs to invest more to resolve blockages across the pipeline for women and children escaping family violence. 1 in 4 children and women are fleeing family violence who come to homeless services are missing out on crisis accommodation, Ms. Colvin said. The body wants social housing to make up 6% of all housing, with an ultimate goal of 10%, which would require doubling the Housing Australia Future Fund budget. Government data shows that the social housing currently makes up about 4% of Australian households.
In international news, the Rolling Stones are once again taking the music world by storm with a new album announcement, coming 3 years after their last. The album, titled Foreign Tongues, marks the first content material fully written by the Stones in 18 years and serves as their first full album release since the death of drummer Charlie Watts, with Watts appearing posthumously on 12 of the new album tracks. The album is expected to be released in July of this year. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy and it's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10am. We'll be back at 11am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Holiday Blend is Coffee Supreme's summer staple, made for slow mornings, sunny afternoons, and long days out and about. Roasted locally and poured across Brisbane's best cafes, it's fresh, easy to brew, and built for road trips, beach breaks, and everything in between. Holiday Blend by Coffee Supreme. Grab a bag at coffeesupreme.com. Proud sponsors of 4ZZZ.